Taffley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism.
Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. Your call-in number is 800-313-9443. Hi, Danny. Welcome back in. Here we go. Let's talk about the president's recent statements in Afghanistan, his unannounced visit. And, of course, he says, his statement reads that he will leave 10,000 targets for the Taliban. GIs in Afghanistan. But only if the new Afghanistan president allows them to stay. What do you say to that, Danny?
Well, I my first response would be, pardon me, if Karzai names a reasonable price. But I don't know at this point if Obama is going to be able to afford it. Understand that with India now openly discussing their, as you call it, rapprochement with Pakistan, it's going to make that situation there much, much uglier for any American troops. And the Afghanis obviously have been fed up with them for years anyway, so...
Well, I think it poses a problem for the president if he intends to leave these thousands of targets in Afghanistan.
Well, not for the president, for the troops, perhaps.
For the troops, it is a problem, yes. But of course, the real problem is the American dollar, which is slowly but surely being pushed out of the world market. It's devaluing. At a regular pace, a little bit here, a little bit there. But once it gets to a certain stage, then, as with all other rapid depressions, the value will plummet and will cause tremendous stress. Because are they going to pay for the withdrawal of the troops and equipment out of Afghanistan?
I think George Soros must have been reading your mind because he announced today one of the relevant business journals that I'm looking for the article right now. Hang on. But he announced today.
People should get their money out of the banks immediately.
Yes, that one. Yes.
That one.
Yes. Now, we've heard a lot of people saying that for a long time, and it, of course, it's I myself think it's good advice, but when George Soros says that, it kind of puts a a chill on the whole thing. You know, it makes it much more ominous and foreboding. But yes.
Well, one has to ask, is George Soros placing put options on the American dollar?
At this point, John, no one is to be trusted. But when he makes a statement like that, you can't ignore it.
Well, no, I mean, this is how he's made his fortune in the first place, so.
And
people take note when George Soros says words concerning the economy and investment.
You've been talking about the BRICS and the ongoing reshuffling of that whole financial system. You didn't mention that they're also building their own internet fiber optic system. So, and that's, of course, you know, to be expected. Nobody wants CIA sitting there listening to everything they do.
Trader's wet dream, this private internet.
Yeah, well, John, I mean, let's face it, America is on the way out. But now what we got to talk about right now is what's going to replace it. Are we going to have a chance here in this country to do what they're doing in eastern Ukraine? Is our nullification movement going to get traction? Are we going to be able to restore our republic? All of this in an atmosphere of financial collapse. See, I find this to be very exciting. But I know there are people out there with families and such that may not think it's so exciting. At the same time, you know, I don't know anybody who's encouraged for our future. So I'm just looking at a chart here. I'm kind of amused by the growing popularity of Vladimir Putin. Now, he's winning polls. Every time they do a poll in Europe, he comes out on top. Right? Why do you suppose that is? He hasn't invaded any countries. He hasn't won any wars. He hasn't killed hundreds and thousands of people. Maybe that's why. Maybe our problem is very simple. Maybe we don't need to go through all of this drama. This nullification program, this bank collapse, all this misery. Maybe all we need to do, John, is get rid of our government. And I'm saying that with only half facetiously. Because I don't think we have a government that is really concerned about the American people. And I'm wondering if that might not be the most effective, the easiest, and the least stressful way out of this whole mess. But I don't know. I'm not the expert on that. Maybe when Bob's on one night, we can ask him about it. I mean, what do you think, John? Is it necessary for us
I think the first priority, if this collapse comes through, and I think because of the globalization of the various banking systems, the IMF, the Bank of International Settlements, the European Central Bank, the Federal Reserve System, they're all tied together. If one goes, they all go. And the top priority for everyone on the planet is to absolutely say no to privately owned central banking, printing the currency as a loan at interest.
Yes, where have I heard that before? Yes,
where
indeed.
Have you heard that before?
Well, I mean, how do we? I know I've said this on various radio programs before. South Carolina does have what they call an emergency currency plan here, minting their own silver coins and gold coins. And the new currency is called the Palmetto. And I think that there are, perhaps 30 states now that have similar plans. But there doesn't seem to be much interest or excitement on behalf of the American people in discussing these, what I consider to be exciting and, you know, innovative new solutions, to use a marketing term, to the problem that we face. I'm getting more and more concerned of what appears to be a growing depression in this country. Just, I don't mean to, as in the Great Depression, because we're obviously in one, but I mean mentally. How do we bring back the spirit? How do we wake Americans up and make them want to be Americans again? How do we do that, John?
Torch and pitchforks, songs, and of course, nullification. Absolutely. That's, I mean, we need to now focus on, we know that the collapse is coming, Danny. We
yes.
know that it's going to be horrendous. So we need to start formulating new systems and new plans right now. Maybe we do need to look at the way the Republic and the Constitution is couched. But, I mean, Obama the other day complained that the reason that there's such gridlock in Washington is because of the Constitution. Well, that's what the Constitution was designed to do. To give force to balance and,
yeah.
and, you know, and checks and balances on the legislature.
It's break time, John. Let's take a break here. Let me think about this.
The Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no...
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back to the show. This is the Caribbean Critic in Barbados and Dan Nemo in South Carolina. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Okay, yeah. Let's go forward with some news, breaking news, coming out of this little island, this little rock in the Caribbean, Barbados. We have here a registered company called Greystone, which is part of the whole Blackwater XE Academy mercenary army. And I've done my best to publish this with a friendly local reporter who has put it on the front page of the national newspaper here. This has caused questions to be asked in our legislative parliament. And we are getting some success. Exposure is not what they're looking for. So let's everybody pile in, because my own opinion is these mercenary armies, they don't have the quality of leadership. They don't have the right sort of military attitude to their campaigns. They run wild. They murder people. They don't have the generals to hold them in check. They don't have the Pentagon or anybody else to hold them in check. But maybe that's why the Pentagon employs them. Who knows, Danny?
I know that no place is sacred anymore. I know that these guys will corrupt and undermine any and all countries, overtly or covertly. I know what President Eisenhower said and warned us about this. I know what Jack Kennedy said. But all that was then, and this is now. And I know we have the internet, we have RBN and other networks where we can actually talk about this kind of stuff. But I think what we have here is something completely new. And that's what I'd kind of like to mention. I think we need to start crawling out of our cocoons. We need to make this international. We need to start renewing our contacts with the people that we know in other countries and try to start some sort of an international dialogue, not between politicians, but between people. A good example of this is the BDS movement. Now, I haven't heard much about that locally, but apparently internationally, the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement against Israel is actually picking up momentum, and it's having an effect. Another good example, John, is the Monsanto initiative. They just had a meeting a little while ago, another rally, and they had a big one last year. And that is having an effect. And I'm not
They had a big one this year, Danny. There was the worldwide march against Monsanto. We've seen Hungary, we've seen Russia, we've seen several and many countries curbing the import of these GMO products. We see the railing against the Roundup, this glyphosate poison that is being put into the systems of food supplies. That this has to stop, simply.
Well, and of course my question is, how do we get a similar movement going along the lines of, let's just not have any more international banks? I guess there kind of is a de facto movement going on now, but that's sort of like using a sledgehammer to crack a walnut. It's, you know, it's what China and Russia are doing. And their confederates in that move, in the BRICS movement. But really, I think the time has come now for us to start talking, you know, person to person, maybe town to town, city to city. We need to start a worldwide boycott of the banks. Again, I'm not really the financial expert, but it seems to me I've heard people talk about this before, and then it kind of fades away, then it comes back, and then it kind of fades away. But we really need to start taking our money out of these darn banks. All of them. Well, and we need to let it be known that we've, you know, we're not going to sit around and suffer these wars, this destabilization that seems to be all the rage now, all these threats and attacks on Muslims, or in the case of America now, I guess you know the attack is against the white male. The white male privilege now is the mother of all sin in this country. And there doesn't seem to be much interest in fighting that either. So I don't know.
It's come to, I mean, I'm with a statement made by Oppenheimer after the first nuclear weapon was detonated. And he said, and I think this applies more to the central banks and the banking system than it does to the nuclear weapon, because he said, I am become the destroyer of worlds.
Oh, yes, Shiva, the destroyer. Yes.
Yes, well, the destroyer of worlds. In actual fact, since the 1945 weapons were dropped on Japan, we have no definitive evidence of any large nuclear weapons being dropped on any nation. There are indicators that subcritical nuclear weapons have been used, a couple in Syria, one in Fallujah, and various other places. But at least, you know, this weapon has actually stabilized the world.
Well, don't hold your breath, John. I do hope you're right, but I'm not too optimistic about that holding true. We have a guy, Bill in Idaho, wants to jump in and talk to us. You want to take a call here?
Yep. Welcome to the show, Bill. How are you doing?
Prayerful. Very prayerful. Wonderful broadcast as usual, and yet at the same time, I was hoping that we get the whole message in a bottle out. Considering you're dealing with Pegasus, Project Pegasus, and the narrative, as usual, has been either twisted or stolen upside down and backwards from the nearer histories. You know, it's kind of interesting that you're talking about Pipelandistan and what ultimately is going to happen if they shoot the bottom out of the toy and ultimately break the supply chain, and these kids have to either swim or walk out. These are scenarios that just a very few of us have been analyzing and mulling forever. And considering what came out of Chicago today, whatever the internationalists have their Tuesday roundup and their TED's slapping review, and that was exactly the discussion. You know, yeah, it sounds like it's time for a break.
Yes. Right back. Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. And shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Bill in Idaho. Are you still there, Bill?
Yes, sir, I am. Thanks so very much. Excellent, excellent broadcast as usual. I just wanted to point out that more than 26 months ago, going into the Temple of Doom, KBOA, KBOI, whatever, down into Boise and the Temple of Doom, the good doctor mentioned that he saw a genocide. He announced genocide, and he saw it as plain as his notes on his predictive programming broadcast for the 2.5 hours prior. But at the same time, the understanding and appreciation of that has obviously already occurred for the TEDS folks up in Chicago that were on NPR this afternoon, that were mentioning, you know, the after effects and logistics of getting Bam Bam and the boys to be able to stay in Pipelandistan any more than the psychopathy of maintaining their evil or color of law control of both Pakistan and Afghanistan. The crux of the matter being, one, the intel puppet, sock puppet for the United States and Middle East, and the other being a moral and ethical unconquerable nation that is the graveyard of empires. The final bottom line ultimately comes to how quietly the pulpit, the 501c3 corporate pulpit in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and more than any other zip code in this republic, allows their sheriffs to be a vacant office, as Rod Class at AIB Talk Show Radio points out so ethically on a regular basis. His observation should be a presidential candidate, obviously, but his observation being that if it's vacant, it's void and is nullified on its face.
Now you're talking about
states' rights as well as grand jury nullification by virtue of the authority of that employment contract.
You're talking about the sheriff or the office of the sheriff where now?
Wherever. You pick a zip code. It's under review presently.
Because what you're talking about is basically, as I understand it, the core of the nullification movement is the return of authority. And again, the 10th Amendment stipulates that if the federal government isn't assigned a certain duty specifically, then it does revert to the states. And the authority of the sheriff is supposed to be the authority in each state or each locality. And the part of the 10th Amendment movement does call for states to pass an injunction against the presence of federal agents to require that all federal enforcement of whatever type goes through the local sheriff, and basically removes the authority of the IRS, the FBI, or, you know, Homeland Security, whoever, to come in, kick down our doors, take our guns, or haul us off to jail, without doing so with, you know, using the resources of the sheriff. It seems like a simple enough thing to do. It seems to me that if state legislatures were to do that, you know, maybe most of them, or maybe even a third of the states at once, if they were able to do that, the federal government would be unable to stop it. And it would be very interesting to find out how they would react. Obviously, they tried some things in Nevada. They tried some things in Arizona. They even tried to kick TSA out of Texas. But the federal government was able to react to those because they were small, you know, they were small playing fields. If we were to expand the scope of such a movement, I think we could prevail.
You have lost the feet.
We've what now?
Oh, you're back, Danny. Yeah, let me jump in there, Danny.
Yeah, please do.
I think I believe that a lot of this problem is the complete failure of the media to inform the population of what's really happening, what's really going on. I mean, the prostitutes and whorespondents give so much information out, but the information is not reality. It's pre-fed. It's pre-arranged. It's the talking points are given to them by the federal government. And it doesn't matter what part of the federal government these stories come from. It's still the federal government's point of view that's being pushed onto the people through the TV screen, the radio, the print news media. And it's total nonsense. We don't have real investigative journalists anymore, with the exception of just one or two. But they are not given the media time, the column inches, or the air time to inform the people properly of what the reality of the situation really is.
Yeah. Well, that's because all of the media in this country is owned by a certain select group of small group of individuals or corporations. And that's one of the great mistakes that we made in the 70s, which nobody was aware, except for a few, at the time, would lead to what we have now. But the FCC really screwed the pooch back then, and now we're paying the price, John. We don't have, we have precious little broadcast media that an American can still speak his voice on. And again, they are still after this internet.
Well, Danny, I mean, this very media that we're on now, the RBN network, gives people a voice. We try to be upfront, outstanding, and stand up for what is right.
Hello?
Yeah, Hello? Go ahead.
Yeah, your observation in regard to Operation Mockingbird goes back into the 20s and 30s, and you're absolutely right. But when, until, if the locals, the little ewes in the pews and the little sheeple, actually do not become either cold enough or hungry enough to be able to hear their grandchildren whining and whimpering as they are cold and hungry, that they will realize how Mockingbird broadly, that this, what they call clergy response adjunct of that very mind op within the church and the pulpit has gone, and that when it comes to ultimate nullification, state as well as jury, it would be the sound of the recall trumpets at a state and the national level to pull immediately the governors that have bought into this, at least that it happens in front of their faces and they actually see and hear the smoke of the battlefield and the politicians feel the heat. It is absolutely despicable what goes on here, considering even, quote-unquote, the red state, blue state representatives that are supposed to be informing and leading the people right on over to Matt Shea in Washington State that will not whisper the word Republic Broadcasting or any source of any true, patriot Christian family-oriented effort to inform people any more than Mr. Lickspittle Risch, state senator, Senate intelligence, that wouldn't even whisper a word in regard to Sandy Hook or other issues, lest Benghazi, that he wouldn't mention to his constituency in the pews. It's pretty serious. But recall at a local zip code level does cause something to happen over Rice Krispies in the morning, let alone in the evening.
Well, you know, we have hospitals, so we have breaks too.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information. No obligation. obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Whew. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Get the hardest hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Toskin Show. We're in the last segment of the show. If you wish to call in, the number is 800-313-9443. Right, let's go on with this discussion, Danny, on the mendacity that we see from our politics. And it's not confined to just the USA. Britain, Europe, It seems to be epidemic around the world that politicians are liars.
Well, John, I think it's clear that there is a goal. I think it's clear that the destabilization and collapse of the Western world is that goal. I think that it's, as you said, I mean, it's disgusting. It's really not unprecedented, though. This has been done before. And just to underscore the point, there's now an article on RT and the new chocolate president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, says he doesn't see any reason why his military operations in Donetsk and Luhansk should stop. Now, the death toll is over 100 now. They've been bombing the airport, the international airport in Donetsk. And, the point being, he knows where all this is going. The politicians know where all this is going. I don't see any other explanation than they simply wish to bring about the complete collapse of Western civilization. There can be no other explanation, John.
Well, the collapse is plain to see in the events that are taking place in the UK, where food banks now are prevalent in every city, where sleeping on the streets is becoming part of the norm. They're destroying the will of the people incrementally. They lie about the statistics and the reality of the situation. The media are just sycophants of the politics of the day. We're being led by the nose into
complete, straight to hell is what you're saying, John.
Well, basically, yeah, into debt slavery and abject poverty.
Well, I think then the words of the wise men we've all heard on RBN are to be taken more seriously. I think the name of the game now is to prepare. I think the name of the game is to, you know, is to not trust anything the government says or the media says, and reach out to your neighbors and, you know, do what you can to prepare in terms of food, in terms of prescription drugs you might be taking, in terms of, if you're so inclined, arms and ammunition. But to prepare for what apparently is our fate. I mean,
well, I think first you've got to get angry, Danny. You've got to be angry about the situation you're being pushed into. You know, join forces with your neighbors and friends and family. You know, join Rivero's Rangers or Tuscan's Tigers to fight this nonsense that we're being faced with.
Well, you know, John, I just did a check on local radio, and they're still talking about this frustrated white young man, this misogynistic, woman-hating, mentally ill rogue who managed to get his hands on a gun or several guns and do several people in. And that, to me, you know, that's what they fear, so that's what we should do. They fear our guns, and that just makes it all the more important that we should hold on to them, no matter what. And I realize to many people who are hearing this kind of dialogue for the first time, it's really kind of off the scale. But if you're in that space right now, all I got to say to you is keep listening, keep reading, get on the internet, dig down deeper, find out for yourself. These people.
Well, it appears, Danny, to me, as, you know, living outside of the U.S., I'm looking in like you're in a goldfish bowl. And what I see is the government is not afraid to loose these high-powered weapons on people, innocent people very often, from the police force, the sheriff's departments, the highway patrol, you name it. It seems that the police are killing more Americans than the Taliban at the moment.
All the more reason for us to reach out sooner or later, all these police have to live in a house somewhere. These, many of these soldiers, at least the senior staff, they live off base. Let's just let it be known. I mean, let's stop living in our cocoons. Let's spread the word. We are all in this together. And I swear, John, I thought I'd met some crazy people in my life, but these politicians are downright psychopath. They're downright sociopath. They're narcissists. And they're just, they're nuts. They are completely psycho nuts. And I think we need to face their reality and be prepared for it.
Well, this again is justification, the lies and the corruption that takes place up in the capital, Washington on the Potomac or whatever. I mean, the recall is a weapon that can be used to bring these senators and House members into line. You know, it's not difficult to do.
But that's it. That's the big if. If you can get your local state house to do it, it can be done. And how do you do that? You call them up, you go by their office, you send them letters, you bring it to them. Bring the fight to them. We're at that point, John. It's getting that desperate, I believe. We're at that point.
Well, I'm looking at what's happening in the food industry, what with Monsanto and the droughts and this heavy, hard winter, where a lot of the early overwinter crops, early spring crops, have perished.
Yeah.
And yet we're still being fed with this nonsense of human-caused global warming, which obviously is absolutely ridiculous.
Well, that's where we're going to have to leave it then. Human-caused global warming and white privilege and what was the other term they're throwing? Oh, and evil guns. That's what we're going to have to
leave. Don't forget the mendacity of our representatives in Washington.
That's where we're going to have to leave it to the next time we can do a show together. John, I do hope we have some good news between now and then. I wish all the best to the people in Ukraine. I do hope they sort this mess out, and I hope that they ultimately prevail. And I don't know. It's a good time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think from my own perspective, Danny, America needs some of that self-determination in electing your representatives, because the Diebold machines, again, it's all corruption, lies, and I just can't believe how decadent the U.S.
Believe it. And believe this, too. If we don't do it when we can, we will be forced to do it when we must.
And so the violence will be that much
greater. Keep that in mind. Better do it when we can. Thank you all for joining us.
Well, we're at the end of the show, Danny. Thanks for hosting with me. Thanks to Bob for allowing us to host. Good night, people.
With financial